Kinzinger, United States, NATO must declare Ukraine no-fly zone and enforce it. By Pam Key on February 25, 2022. Representative Adam Kinzinger, REL, said Friday on CNN's The Situation Room that at the invitation of Ukraine we should declare Ukraine a no-fly zone enforced by NATO and the United States. Kinzinger said, "The Ukrainian people are fighting much harder than I think Putin expected. But they will be outmatched and outgunned ultimately by somebody that is very willing to lose his own troops, and he doesn't care, Vladimir Putin." He added, "I think this is time where we need to, at the invitation of Ukraine, declare Ukraine a no-fly zone enforced by NATO and the United States. We certainly have the capability to do that. The airspace is still contested by the Ukrainians. We can shut down Russian air operations, even if we don't directly engage Russian troops on the ground." Kinzinger said, "Vladimir Putin has threatened the use of nuclear weapons. That shows you how dangerous this man is. And he only stops when his bayonet hits a brick wall. The United States and NATO must be that brick wall tonight. I would love to see us declare at the invitation of Ukraine that Ukraine is a no-fly zone, and we will enforce that. I've got to tell you, for anybody that thinks that somehow we're going to be equally matched with Russia, NATO, and the United States would crush Russia in the air in a second. We have to remember how good we are at that. That can be the thing that can give the Ukrainians a fighting ability to prevent the occupation of Kiev, but they won't go quietly into the night." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.